Hey, welcome. This lesson is mixing sub bass in mono properly for drum and bass in Ableton Live, intermediate level. I'm going to walk you through practical, hands-on chains and exact settings, so your subs hit clean and powerful on cloud systems without ruining the rest of the mix. Let's go. Quick overview. The goal is simple. Make the low fundamentals of your bass mono so they translate on PA and subs, while keeping stereo width and character up top. We'll cover two approaches. A fast mid/side collapse using EQ8, and the preferred DNB workflow, splitting the bass into a dedicated SUB track and a TOP track. You'll use only Ableton stock devices, operator or wavetable, EQ8, utility, saturator, compressor or glue, spectrum, and limiter when needed. Target tempo in this lesson is 174 BPM and a typical sub. Fundamental lives roughly between 35 and 90 Hz depending on your key. First, what you'll build. Two-track bass stack. Track 1 is SUB. Mono below about 120 Hz. Clean sine or filtered sound. Utility width 0. Light compression and sidechain ducking to the kick and snare. Track 2 is TOP. Stereo harmonics. Saturation. Movement. High pass to remove the sub region. Then a group bus for light glue and spectrum checks. This gives you a sub-solid low end and stereo movement in the upper bass. Now the step-by-step. I'll give the quick method first, then the recommended split method. Quick method, mid/side collapse. Fast and useful for quick fixes. First step, load your bass instrument on a MIDI track. If you're using operator, set oscillator to assign and tune it to your root. Start at -24 or -36 semitones if you want a very deep sub and adjust by ear. If you use wavetable, pick a basic sine or triangle wavetable for the sub portion. Second step, put in EQ8 right after the instrument and switch it to mid/side mode. Flip L/R to M/S in the top left of EQ8. Click the sides lane so you're editing sides only. Add a high pass on the sides channel with cutoff around 100 to 150 Hz and use a steep slope, say 24 dB per octave. A good starting point is 120 Hz at 24 dB slope. That removes low content from the stereo sides, while keeping the mono center intact. Third step, put a utility after EQ8 so you can quickly mono check by setting width to 0 and then back to 100 when you're done. Add spectrum after utility to visually confirm the fundamental is centered. Notes and teacher commentary. Put the EQ8 early in the chain. If you place stereo effects before it, you may already have smeared the low region and the fix will be less effective. This is a great fast fix for last-minute mixes or when you must keep one track only. Preferred method. Split the bass into SUB and TOP for full control. This is the recommended DNB workflow. Step 1. Make your original bass MIDI track with your instrument and pattern. Use operator or wavetable. For classic rolling sub, set operator oscillator to sine and tune it down 2 octaves, for example -24 semitones. Aim to have the fundamental set around 40 to 80 Hz for most keys. Step 2. Duplicate that MIDI track twice. This audio version is shortened for playback.